Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's trending is there was a very powerful earthquake in the Pacific off the coast of Russia that occurred yesterday. Tsunami sent powerful waves toward the coastal areas of Russia, Japan, Hawaii, Alaska, the U.S. West Coast. The earthquake, by the way, the most powerful earthquake on this planet in 14 years. It was an 8.8 magnitude earthquake struck off the coast of Russia. So warnings were in place for Alaska, other coastal areas. Japan did see the effect of the tsunami as they got a rise. Nothing like the one that occurred over 10 years ago that wiped out that nuclear plant and killed 20,000 people. This looked like there were some casualties, but not as dramatic as it was with that previous one. In Japan, they felt the effects of the tsunami. Russia's coast felt the effects of the tsunami with one port city getting flooded. State of emergency with buildings floating away. In Japan, there were images of whales being washed ashore as part of that tsunami surge. So as the warnings went into place, Hawaii was definitely under the warning. That's been reduced now to an advisory. They believe that they've cleared the worst of what could have happened from that earthquake. Again, tsunami is kind of unpredictable, depends on the nature of the earthquake. So the West Coast was under advisement. They were telling people in Hawaii, head to higher ground. And they do have a plan in effect, which they put into place. And so people started to go to the mountains, literally, which clogged up the highways and roadways of Hawaii. On the West Coast in California and up the coast, right up to Alaska, they told people to get to higher ground. It appears that the worst has passed. In other words, if there was going to be a major tsunami, that hasn't happened. This 8.8 earthquake did cause people in Hawaii to move to the higher floors of their hotels. And then because it's vacationing people, they started having balcony parties. It's not the serious take cover kind of nature that you might expect.
No.
But there were flights that were on their way to Hawaii that turned around. So they were, you know, an hour into their trip off the West Coast and they turned around to head back to U.S. mainland. It appears that the worst of it has passed. The California coast now just under an advisory and people were told to, you know, head away from the coastline. Don't go there to look like what was happening in Hawaii from the balconies. But yeah, major earthquake. Again, the worst of it seems to be on the other side of the Pacific Ocean. Guy walking downtown Buffalo hospitalized after bricks fell from the Liberty Building in downtown. This happened yesterday. Officials are working to determine the conditions of the building. Emergency personnel responded to the area on the sidewalk out front of the Liberty Building. This happened just after lunchtime. Bricks falling from the 13th floor hit a pedestrian in the head. Incident happened near the corner of Court and Pearl Streets. Officials have closed off that area now. If you're downtown, you're going to see that area closed off, but bricks falling from the building. That's not good. That dude hospitalized. Yeah. Venus Williams' comeback is headed to the U.S. Open next month. She will enter the redesigned mixed doubles tournament with Riley Opelka in a wild card entry. At 45 years old, Venus, who returned to the tennis court last week after more than a year away, and a partner were among the 14 teams announced Tuesday. They've changed up a little bit the way that the mixed doubles tournament will take place. That happens August 19th and 20th. Nice to see Venus back in the game. And at 45, that's...
Yeah.
She's facing people half her age on the
court. Yeah, she could still beat me, though.
Barely.
Barely.
On a good day. Katy Perry and former Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau enjoyed a dinner together. It looked like a date. Call it what you will. The outing included cocktails, shared dishes, Lam Noki.
Is that a political statement?
I don't know what it is at this point. I don't think it's political. I think it's more love. You know, he comes from some rock love lineage. So the little walk they took beforehand looked like a couple literally on a date. Now, maybe they were talking, I don't know, politics. What was it like going to space? That kind of stuff. The dinner sparked speculation that these both single people, he divorced, split from his wife, Sophie, about 2 years ago. She ended her engagement to Orlando Bloom, never did marry him. Sources suggest the evening was friendly, not casual, not a confirmed date, just, you know, two people hanging out. She's been doing shows north of here, so she was up in Toronto and doing shows out in Montreal.
Did she kiss a Trudeau and like it?
Please.
I think
that was a little corny, but funny.
I had to do
it. Yeah,
not quite there. Work on it. Hone it down for the 7 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
That's it for your news and views. Time right now is 6:24.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.